Tomorrow night, we continue our missing series with the disappearance of Aubrey Dameron. In March of 2019, the 25-year-old left her family home in the small town of Grove, Oklahoma, and she has not been seen since. The family believes at the root of Aubrey's disappearance is a hate crime. Marky Martin joins us live tonight from Oklahoma with a preview of her story. Marky, good evening.
Hey, good evening, Marnie. It's been almost 3 years since anybody has seen Aubrey. And, you know, there are no real clues, leads, evidence fueling this search in her case. And Aubrey is a 25-year-old transgender woman. She is indigenous. She's part of the Cherokee Nation here in Oklahoma. And every single family member that I spoke to said that could be at the root of this, that there could be a hate crime here. They said her choice to transition was not taken kindly in small town America. You know, Grove is population about 7,000, about 90 miles outside of Tulsa. And they said this search has really been a grassroots effort. They said they have not received the law enforcement help that they were anticipating. And here are snippets of our conversations with them for tomorrow night.
I used to go to sleep and, you know, have my phone turned up as loud as could be. And I'd doze off and I'd wake up in a panic and be like, did she call? Did somebody call and say they found her?
I believe that we will eventually get the answers that we deserve. I believe that someone's gonna come forward and the entire thing's just gonna blow open.
Whoever has my baby, may God be with you.
And tomorrow night, we're bringing you those sit-down, one-on-one interviews with Aubrey's aunt and uncle. And also, for the first time ever in this case, for the first time in almost 3 years, her mother spoke with us this afternoon on camera. Marnie.
And you can just see the heartbreak and the anguish in that mother's voice and in her eyes. Marky Martin, we will be looking forward to this story tomorrow as we continue our focus and we do what we can to help bring Aubrey home. Marky, we'll see you tomorrow night. And a reminder for you, Aubrey's full story will be here tomorrow night on News Nation Prime, 9/8 Central. And we also want to remind you, we are committed to all missing cases, not just Aubrey's, but Summer Wells and so many others here on Prime. So if you have someone you think we should be looking for, you can submit a case here on newsnationnow.com/missing. We are scouring through hundreds of your submissions already. Our team is working on it, and we are contacting law enforcement in those communities to work with them to shine a light and pay attention to every single one of those cases. And that includes Black and missing. We will continue to focus on cases that are underserved across this country. I'm Marnie Hughes. Thank you for joining us for News Nation Prime. As always, that is our time for tonight. But don't go anywhere. Ashley Banfield is coming up next.